Welcome to episode 322 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson, 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The love described by the Greek word storge is best understood as family love. It's the bond that naturally forms between parents and their children, and sometimes between siblings in the same household. This kind of love tends to be steady and sure. It is conferred quickly and easily and usually endures despite moments of conflict and even possible estrangement. The Enhanced Strong's lexicon defines storge as cherishing one's kindred, especially parents or children, the mutual love of parents and children and wives and husbands, loving affection, prone to love, loving tenderly, chiefly of the reciprocal tenderness of parents and children. This definition indicates that storge can be applied to a familial love between a husband and wife, but this kind of love is not passionate or erotic. Rather, it's a familiar love. It's the result of living together day after day and settling into each other's rhythm, rather than a love at first sight or a butterflies in my stomach kind of love. C.S. Lewis describes this kind of love as the humblest and most widely diffused of loves. Think of the love that wells up in a mother when she sees her newborn. Think of how fiercely protective a young child can be of a new sibling. Think about your parents' love when you broke a window, failed an exam, or messed up in some other way. For many of you, your parents might have been mad or disappointed, but it was difficult for them to stop loving you because it's almost second nature for them to do so. Think of how embarrassed you might have been as a teenager of the way your parents acted, dressed, or spoke in public, but you would have defended them against anyone who tried to mock or otherwise impugn them because of your own love for them. Anytime love is merciful, loyal, obedient, truthful, and humble, there you see storge love. Some of the most well-known stories in the Bible display this family love. Abraham and Sarah, Noah and his family, Isaac and Jacob, Mary and Martha's love for their brother Lazarus, the concern displayed by Jairus for his sick daughter. When Paul writes to Philemon to intercede for his runaway slave, Onesimus, he reminds Philemon, "Although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love." Paul is humble. "I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus." Onesimus was not Paul's biological child, but in the early church, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God. They were the family Paul longed for when he was in prison or far away on a mission trip. While the word storge never comes up, the concept is there. Storge is based on familiarity. A person will love their family regardless of whether they are the people the person would be drawn to otherwise. Family members often have nothing in common except familiarity and blood, writes Alyssa Rhodes in What Does Agape Love Really Mean in the Bible? They weren't related by blood, but the new believers loved each other as a family in Christ. Romans 1 verse 31 describes sinful humanity as having no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. The Greek word translated as no love is astorgos. The other instance of this word is found in 2 Timothy 3 verse 3, where it is translated without love. Paul warns that one mark of the terrible times in the last days is that people will lack natural love for their own families. Think about how shocking the news reports are of a mother who kills her own children, or siblings who intentionally harm each other beyond the minor scuffles common to childhood. In the last days, more shocking events like this will occur. While we might think of storge love as instinctual and easy, this is not the case. We need to learn how to love in the deepest, most wholesome, most uplifting of ways. John 13 verse 34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. This is a new command for siblings who are always bickering, a new command for a daughter who is hanging on to trauma from her childhood, a new command for a parent who can't accept a child's life choices, a new command for the nephew who gets annoyed by the uncle who always makes a fool of himself every year at the Thanksgiving celebration. The New Testament contains 54 one another passages that teach us how to love. Good parenting involves showing children how to love like Jesus did. Learning to love our family members helps us in loving others, including God. Here are three important ways to love your family. Number one, forgive one another. Colossians 3 verse 13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." The ultimate example of forgiveness was displayed when Jesus hung on the cross and cried out for those who were crucifying him. "Father, forgive them," he said, "for they do not know what they are doing." We should forgive others even when they don't deserve it, even when they don't ask for it. That demonstrates a love that keeps no record of wrongs. Number two, accept one another. To truly love someone, you must avoid trying to change the person for your own purposes. Accepting love is patient and kind, even when someone does not meet your expectations. Number three, honor one another. Honor means to esteem someone as highly valuable. It leads us to treat others as though they are personally autographed by God. When we value others above ourselves, we are emulating the attitude of Christ. One of the 10 guidelines for abundant living is that we must honor our parents. Those who do this are promised long life. But what if the person you're trying to love does not receive it? Loving others isn't always easy, but a Christ-like love means forgiving, accepting, and honoring even those who are different and difficult. Our ability to love comes from God. We can only give love when our hearts are full of God's love. That is the formula. Any other attempt at loving one another simply does not work. In the event that we think that storge love is inevitable, we read this in Proverbs 30, verse 11. "There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers." Sometimes there are circumstances, often in our childhood years, that might sour those natural affections and natural bonds that God intends for us to have for our family members. Some parents have a negative self-image, which they unwittingly extend to their children. If they cannot love themselves or have developed a negative conception of themselves and their bodies and extend this shame and negativity to their offspring, they might struggle to pass on love and tenderness to their children. Some parents who are themselves immature may experience their children as unwanted or intimidating dependents. If the parents were hurt in their developmental years, or if they have unresolved trauma, they may struggle to accept love and intimacy from their children. To counter these challenges, here are a few ideas. Spend time in the Word. Stay rooted in who God says you are, rather than being swayed by the opinions of those around you. Find a community of parents who can support you when times are rough. Get plugged into a church, particularly one with a strong children and family ministry. Make it a habit to listen to uplifting music. Don't hold anything back from God. Take your questions, your insecurities, your fears, your failures, your doubts to Him on a regular basis. Ask for help, including from a Christian counselor, if that is what you need. Father, help us to be faithful, like your Son, and show genuine love to our brothers and sisters. Expand your family through our interactions with non-believers. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.